Part 6. The Flowering Tree. The gypsies had gone. Mr. Otis sent telegrams to the police asking them to look for a young girl. Then he rode away to look for her himself. Cecil followed him on his pony.
I must go with you, Mr. Otis. I love her. Don't send me back.
Mr. Otis smiled kindly.
Well, come with me then.
They went first to the railway station.
Have you seen Miss Virginia?
No,
said the station master. They soon found the gypsies, but Virginia was not with them.
We are very sorry that she is lost, said the gypsy leader. Let us help you to look for her.
The police looked in the lake. They searched every corner of Canterville Chase. Mrs. Otis was terribly unhappy.
I'll telephone Scotland Yard,
said Mr. Otis.
They must send me their best detectives.
At midnight, everyone was still awake. It was impossible to sleep. There was a great crash of thunder. Strange music floated through the air. Suddenly, the wall opened. And Virginia appeared. She came down the stairs. Her face was very white. She was carrying a small box. Mrs. Otis put her arms around her. The Duke kissed her. The twins danced with happiness.
Where have you been?
Asked Mr. Otis angrily.
Thank God we have found you,
said his wife softly.
Papa?
Explained Virginia.
I've been with the ghost. He is dead. You must come and see him. He had been very bad, but he was really sorry. He gave me this box of jewels before he died.
The family stared at her in surprise. She took them through the opening in the wall and down a secret corridor. They came to a great door. What was on the other side? Virginia opened the door. Washington held his candle up. They saw a small, low room like a prison cell. A skeleton was chained to an iron ring in the wall. It tried to reach a dish and a jug on the floor. Virginia knelt down next to the skeleton and began to pray.
It must be the skeleton of Sir Simon de Canterville,
whispered Mrs. Otis.
Hey!
Called one of the twins.
Look out of the window. The old black tree has got flowers on it. I can see the blossom in the moonlight.
God has forgiven him,
said Virginia. There was a beautiful light around her face.
You are an angel, said the young Duke, and kissed her warmly.
4 days later, at 11 o'clock at night, a funeral started from Canterville Chase. There were 8 black horses pulling a carriage with black ostrich plumes on their heads. Servants walked with burning torches. Lord Canterville was there. He sat with Virginia in the first carriage. Her parents were in the next carriage, then Washington and the twins. Mrs. Umney was in the last carriage. They buried the coffin with the bones of Sir Simon de Canterville in the old churchyard. As they put the coffin in the ground, Virginia put a cross of blossom from the tree on it. The moon came out from the clouds and shone down. A nightingale began to sing. Virginia remembered the ghost's story of the Garden of Death. She cried silently. She did not speak. as they all drove home to Canterville Chase. Next morning, Lord Canterville said goodbye to the Otis family.
You must take the jewels which the ghost gave my daughter,
Mr. Otis told him.
They are your family's jewels.
The jewels were very beautiful. There was a very valuable ruby necklace from Venice and many other wonderful things.
No,
said Lord Canterville.
Virginia must keep them. She has helped Sir Simon. The jewels belong to her.
Mr. Otis was not happy about this.
My daughter is only a child. She does not need these jewels. Americans are very simple, democratic people. We don't believe in lords and ladies. We don't want their fine jewels.
My dear sir, the jewels are hers. If I take them from her, Sir Simon will never forgive me. He will come back and haunt me. Please let her keep them.
Some time later, Virginia married Cecil, the young Duke of Cheshire. At her wedding, she was wearing the Canterville jewels. After the honeymoon, Virginia and her new husband visited Canterville Chase. They walked together through the woods to Sir Simon's grave. Virginia put roses there. Then they sat silently, thinking about the past. Virginia, said the Duke, a wife must have no secrets from her husband.
But, darling, I have no secrets from you.
Yes. You have never told me the truth about you and the ghost. What happened? Where did you go with him?
I have never told anyone.
You may tell me.
Please don't ask me. I cannot tell you. Poor Sir Simon. He made me see what life is and what death is, and why love is stronger than both.
The Duke kissed her lovingly. Keep your secret, he said, and I will keep your heart.
You have always had that, Cecil.
But you will tell your secret to our children one day, won't you?
Children?
Virginia blushed.